I said, I have really, I'm kind of taking a break. So, I'm thinking last day, we'll preach, hold us in the right direction, felt a little troubled heart. He said, my heart's not in trouble, yeah, but you probably know some of your sorrows. Some of the struggles, huh? We live in a world of chaos, right? It's hard to describe the events that are happening. And the reason why is because we don't know most of what's happening, buried under the surface, bits and pieces of it come out. There are things today that can trouble your heart, but be careful. Yesterday, people went without Texas. Many of them were not caring in the world. Somebody got out of a vehicle, shot a bunch of them, at least 8 of them were dead. Now families are dealing with the loss of love. Moms, dads, sons, daughters. Won't be at dinner table. Insurance, funeral, trouble. It's easy for us to live in a world of trouble. It's easy for us to live in our own lives, health wise, financial wise, trouble. Jesus has some words for us today. Look at verse 1, John 14. He says, let not your heart be troubled. Just what a great statement. Just let not your heart be troubled. He says, you believe in God, believe also in man. In my Father's house are many mansions, by the way, not just rooms, many mansions, large dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. I have written in the margin of my Bible this thought, heaven is a real place. Heaven is a place. He says, if I go and prepare a place for you, here's one of the greatest promises in all the Word of God. I will come again and receive you unto myself. And here's the rest of the promise. That where I am, there you're going to be also. Heaven is not only a real place. Heaven is about a real person. A real relationship with the God of the universe. He is whither I go, you know. And the way. The rejections, defeats, failures that all of us have experienced can create enough negative feelings to destroy them, not careful. Often the most painful wounds are not the scars that everybody sees, but they're hidden. Deep in the heart, being hidden, they're often the most dangerous. Setbacks in our lives, struggles in the journey, trials that fall across the way. Not careful, they can take the joy out of living. We're not careful, our faith will become weak. And if we collect enough hurts, we'll want to quit moving forward. That's where discouragement, depression, all that kind of falls in. That's very real. Don't let the hurts hurt. And often, we need to remember this truth. I think I put it in your notes today. Often, a hurting person hurt other people. In this context, Jesus has just dropped some major bombshells on the disciples. They've been fellowshipping together now for about 2 years, 3 years. They've been going everywhere. They've been seeing people saved, dead being raised, sight restored, lame walking in. And then Jesus tells them, I'm going away. But they saw their confusion. I don't know exactly what happens between the verse number 38 of chapter 13 and verse number 1 of verse number 14. But something is. Maybe not a word is spoken, but Jesus looks at the faces and the hearts of those men. It doesn't say it here, but it does say it here. Jesus is moved with compassion. And he knows that he's just shared truth with these men, and they're troubled and they're discouraged. And he spoke words of comfort and challenge. They're given good news about the future, and they're told not to worry about today. Isn't that interesting? He says, hey, I want to give you some good news about the future. Don't be troubled too much about today, because it'll all get better. But as I was reading this and meditating on this thing, I was thinking that our Jesus is a God of compassion. The Bible says in Mark 1, Jesus moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him and said unto him, I will be done. Jesus came out and saw his people. He was moved with compassion upon them. Jesus said in Mark 8, he says, I have compassion on the multitude because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. What did he do? He fed them. Worry. Trouble. Worry is a sin. Also a huge waste of time and energy, effort. I saw this, and I put this in your notes. Amber, I don't know if it's going to work today. Maybe you'll put a definition of worry. Like you guys have that also. I'll get moving in a moment. Just give me a little bit. I'm going to have a problem. Worry has been defined as a small trickle of fear meanders through the mind until it cuts a channel into which all the other thoughts are turning. Ken and I visited several larger canyons out west in the last couple weeks. We drove 1,900 miles after we flew out. And then we drove. Well, we went to these canyons and places, and it's amazing what a river will do to rock. It's amazing what worry will do to the mind as it runs through it. Works with meanders. It'll cut it down. It's amazing what all it'll take. You know, we live in a wicked and worrisome world. We wonder about the economy. What's going to happen with that? Is the housing market ever going to, kind of balance out? How many of you recently got your proposed tax bills for next year? I don't know about you, but I read mine and I thought, well, praise Jesus. I'm so thankful for those people. They just added an extra $115,000 of value on my property, and I thought, wow, that is awesome, until I saw how much they want to raise my taxes. I kind of have the mindset that maybe we need to go back to only those that own property and can vote.
Amen.
Kind of liking that idea. But I have to think about our economy. And, inflation goes up, taxes go up. We pay for gas out west. There were times we paid $5.25 a gallon for gas. Elections. What's going to happen in the next election? Never mind. What about nations on the rise? You guys been watching China? Did you? How many of you were like me? You thought it a little strange that the President of the United States did not go to England, one of our closest allies, to watch the new king be crowned. But the leader of China was there. The leader of India. It's amazing. Wickedness in our country. three of the children of my brain. Now, I'm preparing a lot. The children must have gotten immensely smarter since we had. Whenever our children were 6, 7, 8 years old, they couldn't choose whether or not to use their toothbrush, much less what gender they were going to be for the rest of their lives, and have some kind of life-altering surgery to do that. Wars, rumors, wars. Are you troubled? You say, I didn't have any trouble until now. Hey, look, you start looking around. If it weren't for Jesus, we're in trouble. Let not your heart be troubled. I'm going to give you three truths today. You know these truths. You've heard them before. But I'm going to give three up to you again. Number one. Verse number one. He says, let not your heart be troubled. He said, you believe in God, believe also in man. Number one, Amber, please. There are fears to escape. Fears to escape. You've got to understand what was going on before this. Chapter 13, I don't have time to read all through it. But in verses 21 through 30, Jesus said, I want you to know something. One of your number is going to betray me. Then he tells them in verses 31 through 33 that he's going away. And then for the rest of the chapter, he tells them that their leader, Peter, is going to deny him in front of everybody. Their dreams are shattered. They thought that Jesus was going to stay with them. They thought that all was going to just continue on. But we need to remember this. Tough times comes. Tough times will come because trials and tribulations are slated for all God's children. Jesus says later on in chapter 16, he says, these things have I spoken unto you. Still part of this whole context. He says that in me you might have peace. Why? Because in the world you have tribulation. He says, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. I tease Steve a lot about singing on heaven. Now listen, that's our victory. That's our hope. Job says, man that is born of a woman, he knew something modern day scientists don't know, is a few days full of trouble. However, in the midst of difficulties, we've got to look at verse number one. Circle the first word, let. Let. Let is a call for us to be involved. Let is a call for us to not allow. The word let means to give possession to. Let. Let not. Don't give possession to trouble or. Observe it. Think about it. Consider it. But don't live in it. I don't know what's going to happen in the days to come. I don't know what's going to happen. Are they going to digitize all of our money? Going to take away our cash? Is China and Russia and India going to form? Yes, they are, because the Bible says they are. Where's America fit in all these things? I used to think that the end times would not include America because the rapture would happen and many of our people would be raptured out, including many of our leaders. But I'm looking around at our leaders and I'm thinking, if the rapture happens tomorrow, Joe Biden's too weak. He won't know it, but he'll still be here. You know what I have to do over and over again? Casting all my care on him for care. I believe that our nations need people that will once again pray and fast for God to bring them back. When you get a moment, not now, when you get a moment after church, read the entire chapter of Daniel 9. Read that and see how Daniel reacted or he was thrown in an impossible situation. Daniel 9 later on. Number one, there are fears to escape. How do I escape those fears? Do I run from them? Do I hide from them? No. I run to Jesus. Number two. He says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. There's a faith. The word believe is a life-altering word. The word believe means to think to be true, to be persuaded, or to have confidence in it. Literally, it means to exercise faith in something or someone. I don't know about you, but whenever I believe in Jesus, believe on Jesus, it changed my life. It's a faith to embrace. There's a sustaining faith. Jesus says, you believe in God. This is kind of the kind of faith that will bring you through the valleys, through the difficulties, through the troubles. This is the kind of faith that believes that God exists and that He is in absolute control of all things. Well, we need that kind of faith again. Many of us believe, well, God exists. Yes, He does. But, no. Faith, sustaining faith, believing that God is real and that God is still God. Nothing that man can do can change that. When it comes to God, we can have faith. You say, how do I have that kind of faith? Well, we can have that faith because of the promises of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. John Newton wrote these words. He said, if the Lord be for us, we have no cause to fear. His eyes upon us, His arm is with us. His ears open to our prayer. His grace is sufficient. His promise unchangeable. Under His protection, through the path of duty, should lie, though the path of duty should lie through fire and water, we may cheerfully and confidently pursue. Why? Because God is real and He's in control. Charles Spurgeon, one of his sermons, said God's promises are like keys. He said there is in the Bible a promise just exactly suited to your case. So Mike, did you find it? One of the greatest little books that we have in our library out there is a book that is filled with Bible promises. It deals with what Bible promises are according to faith, money, to lust, to love, to doubt, to discouragement. You right. But Spurgeon writes, he said, did you ever send for a locksmith to open a drawer that you lost the key and cannot open it? He comes with a great bunch of rusty keys, very like God's promises, which you would allow to get rusty through not using them. He first tries one key, then another, and another, and another, until at last he gets the right one open, and the treasures of the drawer are open to you again. Oh, maybe sometimes it's like that for God's treasures of mercy. There's one special promise in Scripture for what you're going through, for what you're facing today. You say, how do you know that? Because this book is alive. And the author is alive. And he knows exactly what you are going through. So we have His promises, sustaining faith. God is real and God is in control. Well, not just His promises, but also His power. One of the themes with our elected officials is how the other fellow has broken His promises. Broken promises. Can I tell you something today? God's never broken a promise. And then whenever God gives a promise, He has the power to keep it. Years ago, watching one of the beauty pageants. Oh, be quiet, Jean. And I asked a little gal how she wants. Well, what do you want? She gave a typical beauty pageant response. You know what it was? She, I just want world peace. Duh. Great. You have no power to do anything about it. Tell you something. There's one that does. Who hath measured the water, and waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out heaven with a span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, weighed the mountains in a scale, and the hills in a balance? Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that the things which are seen were made of things which do not appear. Now, Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. Can I tell you today that you can rely on God's power? His power, His promises. God has great plans for you, the steps of a good man ordered by the Lord. If we will ever learn to trust God completely, it'll be amazing what will happen. Can I say something? Everyone that is in this room, there was a time and point, if you're saved today, there's a time and point in your life that you had absolute trust in God. Not now. The moment of your salvation, you placed all of your faith. It may not have been great faith, it may not have been big faith, but it was your faith and you gave it all to it. And all God's people said, why can't we live like that? Seriously. I trusted Him with everything for the greatest decision that I would ever make for all of eternity. Yet the rest of my life I struggled doing that again. You say, why is that? Because of fears. Because of lack of faith. So there's sustaining faith, but also we know there's a saving faith. So there are fears to escape. How do I escape those? Let not your heart be troubled. Believe God. There's a faith to embrace. What do I do? I believe God can do it. Verse number 2. The Bible says that my Father's house are many mansions. But were it so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there will be also. Troubled hope. Hope for a troubled heart. Number 3, remember? It's a future. Future. I live now, but I look to there. My Father's house were many mansions. The Bible says in Revelation 22, as He showed me a river, a pure river, water black, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne room. In the midst of the streets of it, on either side of the river, there's a tree of life which bears 12 manner of fruit, yielding her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. There shall be no more curse. But the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and the servants shall serve. They shall see His face, and His name shall be in the foreheads. We need to remember this. We're not whole yet. Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. God created the entire universe in 6 days. Jesus has been working, tinkering around in heaven for 2,000 years. Around the glory is still there. We imagine about it being placed, but what about some of the things that it includes? God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death. Neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. A future, a promised place, heaven, yes. But how about a powerful promise? I will come again. I think I put this in the notes, Amber, this little thought. Every day, you and I live on the greatest promises of the world has ever known. Every day. What's that promise? I'll come again. Whoever savors the promise of his personal return. Now, are you afraid? Stood on the banks or the edge of a cliff this last week. No guardrail or nothing. Brass can. Brass bones. And stood there, look out. It's not tall. It is a long way down. There was ice all over the place. Snow. It was cold there. Of course, me being the great world traveler that I am, I decided to take a very light coat. I froze to death. When I was standing there, I was thinking, what am I afraid of today? I'm afraid of falling, possibly. Failing. Yeah. I tell you something. If we'll trust him, he can replace our fear with something. Maybe you're here this morning. I looked across the crowd. I know you guys. But I still need to put it out there because I don't know your heart. Maybe you're sitting here today and say, Richard, I'm afraid. I'm afraid because when I die, I'm sure you're going to hell. I'm going to tell you something. That's a real fear. And I'll be. If you're not sure of that, then I'll be afraid. But can I tell you something? But many of us, there's not so much fears, but they're trials. Things that we're watching and we're seeing in the world today and think our world is spinning out of control. It may look like it to us, but God's in control. What I need to do is I need to stop and I need to pause. And I need to give him the place in his life. Are you able to get your eyes on the trumpet? On the trumpet? Maybe I can get my eyes above the trouble or the trial, and I just need to see the gates of home for a few minutes. A place where the roads never fade. Thought about this the other day. I've been thinking about heaven, talking about on this next. You know, we've never seen a perfect road. We've never known one that smelled exactly like it was supposed to in our sin. You think of heaven, there's going to be so many things about it that are going to be correct. One of the greatest things about heaven, more troubles, more trials, more heartaches. No more worry. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, but also. Dude.